Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It is draft day all day here on Boston Sports Original WEEI, and that includes the afternoon show in Green Bay from 2 to 6 today. So all the information that you need as the New England Patriots get ready to, or at least are scheduled to pick at number 4, whether Elliott Wolf and Mike Vrabel follow Wiggy's advice or not, we will soon find out. We will certainly soon find out. Before we get back to They Said It, I just want to mention that we launched a fundraiser for a Greg Hill Foundation beneficiary yesterday. The Tamara family, who were driving to Logan early on Saturday morning, David, his fiance Janine, and her son Dylan, and they were struck by a driver doing over 100 miles an hour and are dealing with some serious issues. And by all reports, David, unbelievable, hardworking guy, self-employed wallpaper hanger, painter, and is going to be, unfortunately, dealing with this for a long, long time. So we are matching your donations up to $5,000. And if I could look quickly on so far, since we launched this late yesterday, you have donated $4,115. So if you feel like you can give, please give when you go to thegreghillfoundation.org. That's thegreghillfoundation.org, and help this family when they need it the most.
And you're talking about like just something that could have been avoided, you know, and it caused their car to roll over 3 times. Absolutely terrible.
And you're on your way to the airport and you're not thinking that anything's going to happen.
Be careful on them roads.
Yes. All right. Well, hold on. We'll get back to They Said It in 1 second. This is Nate in the truck on the draft. Hello, Nate.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up?
Hey, I called a couple times. You guys, I don't know if you guys looked at it. Mike Vrabel in 2023, he picked Peter Skolinski out of Northwestern.
Yeah.
Skolinski, yep. At Northwestern there. And he immediately turned, he was supposed to be a tackle, he immediately turned him into a guard. His wingspan is 79 inches. Will Campbell's is 77, and they both have 32-inch arms. So I'm just having a feeling he's not going to make the same mistake that he did in 2023 that he's, you know, possibly going to do tonight. So
okay. I have to know how long my arms are. Like, the more we talk about it, I'm so intrigued.
Is it
do you want arm length or wingspan?
Well, both. I mean, if we're doing it, we should do it all.
Because his wingspan is all the way across, right?
So where does the arm start?
Is it like right in the armpit, or is it like more a little bit because you would be...
Well, what you, on the arm, you do what Santo does, measure from the base.
No. Santo doesn't need to do any measuring. That thing is large.
There you go. We know. Okay. We know. Yeah. No, it's 5 inches.
Nope.
No logic.
It's big. Big. Big time. And good girth.
Okay.
Oh, my Lord.
All right.
Yes, I know.
But I think it's like, I don't really buy into that, because if you got good technique and you're not, you know, you can still, you know, you got
it's
good
It's all
hands.
About the technique.
Yeah.
Right. Size has nothing to do with it.
It's all about the motion in the pocket.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, sorry. We were in the middle of They Said It. And we're gonna go to this Bruins press conference yesterday, Sean.
That's correct. Cam Neely got a little spicy with Kevin Paul DuPont about the draft failures, quote unquote, of the Boston Bruins. A little bit of a longer cut here, but here was Neely and Kevin Paul DuPont.
Question on drafting and development. Neither of them have really been up to expectations, in my opinion.
So can you just elaborate on that, Kevin?
The drafting?
Yeah.
Well,
where we've picked and who we've picked and how it's turned out.
Well, where you've picked is not a lot of top 10 picks, but ultimately...
Not a lot of first round picks.
But ultimately, are those draft picks... Have they developed? Have they come in? Have they come online the way you want them?
I think that our drafting and developing, the narrative there is a little off. It's been going on for quite some time. Goes back to 15. And 15, it was really unfair to Don. By the time Don got hired, it was late May. Draft was late June. He wasn't even probably thinking about being a general manager of the Boston Bruins at the time. What Don did leading up to the draft to make the acquisitions that he did with those picks to get the three picks, I thought was really good. Then Don was trying to move up in the draft. It didn't work out. What we should have done, looking back, we should have taken some time out and said, okay, guys, let's regroup here. We didn't move up. We got three picks in a row. I think it was very new for everybody. We stood backstage for those three picks. What we should have done was get back to our table and say, okay, let's sit down and say, are we okay with our list? And, you know, look, these are things you try to learn from. Other picks throughout after that, I think we've got a number of players, not necessarily playing with the Boston Bruins, but a number of players that we have drafted that have played NHL hockey games. We have traded those picks. We have traded some of the prospects to try and improve our club to win Stanley Cups. So I the narrative that we're not hitting on all our draft picks. No one is. You pick in the top 10, you better hit. We haven't done that in quite some time. So have we been perfect? No. Can we be better? Yes.
Okay. I mean,
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And, to be fair, I you know, oftentimes they have not had the opportunity to, because of their success, to be picking high in the draft. I can understand that argument.
That does not sound like someone that thinks they have to be better at anything. He sounds like the problem is the media. That if only they were covered accurately, he wouldn't be getting criticism. Like, what are you talking about, Cam? Who cares about all of those other factors? When you have had three consecutive picks, you blamed it on the time that your GM had, and the roster has fallen short of achieving its goal of winning a cup. Any other of the major sports in Boston win one title in 50 years, it's a problem.
Imagine if they gave Bill that grace. Like, yeah, they don't really pick in the top 10.
Well, yeah.
But yeah. So I don't know how the NHL draft and development necessarily works, right? But when you just start to go back and you say, okay, how many players, because we did this with Bill, how many players did they draft that are currently with the team that you would say, okay, they hit on that guy?
During Don Sweeney's tenure,
yes.
You're asking.
Right? Yeah. So,
yeah. And my question also would be, why are you holding coaches more accountable than the front office? Like, so let's look at the draft record of Don Sweeney versus the coaching record of Cassidy and Montgomery. Who's been better? Wouldn't you say the coaching has been better than the drafting?
Yeah.
So then why do the coaches keep getting fired?
They said shorter shelf life. That was their excuse.
Right. Yeah. So it's like, I don't know. I mean, why don't you hold everybody to the same standards?
And I would ask Cam, because I don't know about that. So other than a top 10 pick, all those other guys that you draft are generally, it would be like taking seventh rounders. The likelihood that they make the team and they're productive is not very high. Right? Because that's what, like, you know, as I'm just going through.
I mean, it's very similar to the NFL draft where you can get, I think Marchand was a third rounder. Like, you can get, you can get guys in every round.
Who Brandon ended up, Carlo was a second rounder.
Yeah. So
the only people
Swayman was he a fourth rounder? It looks like a fourth rounder.
Yeah. Greg, the only people they've held accountable are the ones that dared to hold the players Don Sweeney picked accountable. The coaches that hold the players accountable are fired. That's how they've been operating. Because Don Sweeney doesn't want to think that he picks soft guys. Because it can't be the guys that he picked. It can't be their drafting. It has to be the coach.
Yeah. All right. Well, that is They Said It. Quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports. We will get to Courtney and today's news coming up momentarily, including what science says your wife or your husband does with their face that ensures, unfortunately, a 94% chance that you are headed for divorce.